This is Ozarks at Large. This week, Ralphie will long for a Daisy Red Ryder Range Model 1938 Air Rifle BB gun a lot in Fayetteville. The national touring musical version of A Christmas Story is on stage at Walton Arts Center through Sunday afternoon. The musical is based on the classic film set in Indiana that has become a television staple this time of year. This morning, three cast members came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Chris Carson is Gene Shepard, Ralphie's father, who battles the downstairs heater and celebrates his lamp in the shape of a woman's leg. Maisie Van Vliet and Kaylin Rose Sanders are Esther, Jane, and Nancy, respectively, as well as members of the ensemble. As you'll hear, Kaylin and Maisie are younger members of the cast. Maisie says it's a perfect tour to be part of as a young actor.
Well, it's a classic story, and a lot of people know about it, so it's just really fun to be doing it, to get to know get to meet new people and travel to new places.
Kaylin, what about you?
Well, I love that it's a tour because I get to go to different places and, like, perform the show for everyone, like, who's seen the movie, because, as Maisie said, it's a classic. And it's just really fun to meet the new people and just perform a show for everyone.
All right, Chris, you've got 6 years. This is your sixth year.
It is.
What is it about this show that keeps you coming back?
Well, it's a great role. You know, actors like to perform in great roles. It's a tremendous show. They translated it from the movie, of course. Everybody's familiar with the movie, and our musical is very faithful to the movie. So all those iconic things that you know and love from the film, you're going to see in our musical. I've had a terrific time doing it. It keeps me coming back year after year, and I hope that it keeps going.
This is a musical. Mm-hmm. You mentioned all the iconic parts are in there, and I don't want to give spoiler alert, but it's hard to imagine that I'm giving a spoiler alert to many people.
Right.
Yeah.
Tongue on the pole.
On the flagpole. Yep. That's there.
Battle with the heater downstairs.
Yep.
Yep.
The lamp.
Yep.
The lamp.
Definitely.
All those iconic moments.
We need that
moments.
Lamp.
And, you know, there is a different dynamic when they put them into a musical. So you're not going to be sitting in front of your television set watching the movie, which is terrific and wonderful in its own right. But if you want to do something a little different, come out and see that story.
Yeah.
Live with
I'm
live actors and live
eyes.
Orchestra, all the pageantry and color and all those iconic, wonderful scenes. You're going to have a great time.
Do we have a Red Ryder BB gun?
Yes.
The show wouldn't be complete. We have several of them, actually.
Yeah.
And you know that the home of Red Ryder is just up the road here.
Yeah, we heard about
yeah.
that. That's
it's in
cool.
Rogers.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I just found that out the other day. Someone was talking about they wanted to try and do a field trip, take the kids up there and have it count toward their school. I don't think they were able to work it out, though, but that is, I didn't know it was that close by.
You both mentioned that you like to meet new people and travel. What's your schedule like, Maisie or Kaylin, when you're here? Because you got to work. You got to be on the stage.
Yeah.
You get a chance to do some other stuff?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we have school usually in the morning, and so we'll do school and... But after school, like, and before call, we have, like, a period of time where we can, like, look around and stuff.
Chris, why did you want to perform?
Well, I think it goes back to my good friend that I've known since first grade. We had a special chemistry together, and we were in sixth grade, and we decided to do the talent show, the sixth grade talent show. We did a news and weather skit.
Mm-hmm.
And we had it all written out and planned, but several things happened that were unintentional, and it was really funny. And we kind of got bitten by that because the audience gave us a tremendous response, and that response is what can really spark something for someone who would think about going into a profession as an actor. It wasn't until high school, because we went to the same elementary school, and then we went to different junior highs, and then ended up at the same high school. And I wasn't real happy in high school, and he came up to me in the hall one day and said, "Why don't you audition for the play?" And I did. You know, it's like, that just seemed so right to me. And so I went and auditioned for it, and I got cast. And I didn't get the lead or anything, but it was a good part for someone who had really never performed before. Got the role, did the show, and after that, I changed everything about my life.
Hmm.
At a high school age, I started taking different classes. I got involved in choir, and then my friend got me involved in going to college to study theater. You know,
wow.
And that's how it changed for me.
Every day for a while, it's Christmas for y'all, or at least getting close to Christmas.
Yeah.
Does that make actual Christmas seem like it takes longer to get here?
Sometimes it does.
That's a great question. I don't think I've ever looked at it from that angle, but we do. We kind of celebrate Christmas
yeah.
every day with this show, don't we? But we have a good time doing it. And hopefully it doesn't take any of the luster off of the real thing.
Yeah.
You know, we're anxious to get home and be with our families and celebrate.
Yeah. When do you get to go home?
We close in New Orleans on the 22nd of December. We're flying out on the 23rd. Everybody goes back to their prospective homes.
Ever had a beignet?
I have. I'll introduce these guys to. I don't think they've ever been in New Orleans. Caitlin, you've never been in New Orleans, have you? So we'll go get some hot chocolate and beignets.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, but before then, so many shows here in Northwest Arkansas. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Merry Christmas and break a leg.
Thank you.
But not the leg.
Not the leg lamp. Someone else does that.
Chris Carson, Caitlin Rose Sanders, and Maisie Van Vliet are members of the cast of the National Touring musical production of A Christmas Story. It's at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville through Sunday afternoon. You can learn more at waltonartscenter.org. The three cast members came to the Carver Center for Public Radio this morning.